Sunday night, Maseches Ksubis. Tough day. So we saw, we said beautiful. We said good. So sorry you weren't here. Mara assumes there's a link between Knas and between Laithia Le'isha. The Pnei Yeshua says there's really no link. The Gemara's Hanocha, that a woman that would be unfit to marry does not have Knas because of an extra Pasuk, because of a Pasuk. That would be a Riboy or a Miyad, whatever you want to call it. The Mitzvah Eisen says there is a link. We saw in the Rambam that clearly that there's no link. And we saw a few funny things in the Rambam, and we, Baruch Hashem, clarified the Rambam Shita, which is that Velosia Le'isha is only a mitzvah by an ones. By a mafateh, it's not a mitzvah, even if they both want. Rambam doesn't mention it in the context of a mafateh. We said the reason is because if they both want, so go get married, don't bother me. Like, it's not a mitzvah. It's not the pshat. That's the beer. The beer is, since the din is only if they both want, so then it loses its imperativeness of being in the context of being a mitzvah. If they both want, so go get married. Anybody can get married if you both want. Okay. The Rambam only says, and the Rambam puts the Chamishim Shekel, he bundles them together, Oynes and Mufateh, as if to say, when you violate a basula, you have to pay Chamishim Shekel, whether you were Ma'anasa or if you were Mefatah. That's how the Rambam puts it, that's how it's in Sefer HaMitzvah, that's how it's in the Rambam, and therefore they're obviously unlinked, because Losia Le'isha is only by Ones, and the context of Chamishim Kesef is violating a basula, Bein Ones, Bein Mefatah.
Yeah, but to an extent, even if we're in the Rambam, aren't they still linked to an effect? Because by a mafateh, you either pay the 50 shekel, or you can marry her.
But that's not called link. I'm talking about link. I'm talking about link that you would logically say that a woman who doesn't have this doesn't have that. That's the link we're talking about. The link that the Gemara seems to assume that a woman that you can't be mekayem v'lo'isil le'isha, you don't have to pay Chamishim Kesef. That's the link we're talking about. Now, what's the Svara that it is linked? What the Mitzvah Eisen says?
It's the same Pasuk.
What? You can say it's a Hekesh or a Gzeir Shoba. So, it seems to me, I have a Svara to say they're linked. Why? Because this is already in the realm of speculation. We call it philosophy or speculation. Not philosophy, but it's speculation in terms of the time of Torah. The fact that the Torah told you to marry her is a stroke of genius. There's no question about that. Right? But you can go deeper and say, you know, they always thought of it as a preventative measure. Almost like saying, this is going to prevent you from doing it if you have to marry her. That's for sure. But if you go into the stores, there's a famous sign.
You break it, you buy it.
In the store, you break it, you bought it. Right, that's exactly what it is. No, that's what the Torah is doing here. The Torah said if you make her, in those days, we talked about the first two days of the Zman, that being a basula and breaking the basula and being, you'll pardon the tzushtel, but I don't know if the modern day person sees it in such a strong, from people do, but even from people not so much. It's not much like I said, once the car has 5 miles on it, even if it's from the salesman trying it out, it's not a new car anymore, and its value goes down considerably. It's not fresh. You know, someone drove it before me, and that's nicker in the marketplace. At least with cars, it's very nicker. I don't know if people are so mocked with these other items, but by car, and that's how it was. And then someone violated her, and you know, so the Torah said, "You broke it, you bought it. You have to marry her." She's so to speak, damaged goods. People look at her. And the Ramban says, so to me that's the link, The Ramban says that the knas is a knas for doing that to her, for limiting her marriage opportunities. So that I see as a link, because it's b'chada machta. They're both addressing her marriageability. Both will see the isha, right? So if you don't have to marry her, like, you know, so it's...
This is like a nezik, though.
What?
There
is like nezik, no.
But it's like an additional nezik. But the focus is not on making him lose.
The nezik of the...
It's compensating her for her.
I don't know if the nezik that we shot saw, the nezik is, you know, we shot her up, we evaluate her like a shifcha, keres b'shut, that the Odon wants to give it to his Eved Ivri, that is to his Eved, that he enjoys, and that he wants to reward him. So I don't know, but the Ramban El Kaponim says that loshen. So then it would be b'chadamachta, and it might be leaked. Hashenkein the Shita in another place talks about that the Knas is pashut for doing this vile deed. It's something, you know, something. Also came be Israel. Like, it is not something. Kinavola also be Israel. Lamaisa, the Bnei Yaakov, in this week's parsha, tells Shechem it's a Navola to do such a thing. So you get punished with Knas. Okay. Okay, so that's maybe a tzad way. It would be a link, and a tzad way to maybe it's no link. Maybe it's totally in how we view the Knas. There's an interesting, very interesting. When the Gemara goes through, I guess we should at least see the Gemara inside.
And by the way, by onus, you have the other level of him having to marry her in tachlis, right? By onus.
Yeah.
That he's tired to marry. In addition to that.
Yeah. We're so trying to see the link.
One is the mammonis, the knas.
Yeah, but now she has to marry him. It's like saying, you've limited her choices of marriage. You almost...
Well, she can refuse, right?
Yeah.
She can refuse, but then she's still damaged to anyone else.
Right, no, but that's the money. But in terms of the issues, I'm just saying that now we also have, by onus, he also is high of the rent. He has to marry her, unless she doesn't want
him. Yeah, so.
No, okay, so I think that's not...
I'm just trying to show a link between
the knas.
Hamishim and the Lysia Leisha. And the link has to do with her marriageability. So it's all along the same lines. Okay, this is let's listen to an interesting point here. So Reish Lakish says, Naira, Naira, Ha Naira. Rashi goes through exactly where it's learned out from. Two ribuyim or three chad legufe. One is not a ribuy at all. The chad lasuyi chay belavin, the chad lasuyi chay bekrisus. The popo ma besula, besula sa besula. That's the parsha of the fate. Chad legufe, the chad lasuyi chay belavin, the chad lasuyi chay bekrisus. Whatever the Gemara's, remember, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with a woman that you can't marry. A woman that you can't marry, and we're talking about that you have to pay her knas, right? Now, the Gemara makes clear that, let's call it a link. Let's call it that they're linked. That if a woman you don't have to marry, you don't have to pay knas. The Gemara is clear that Chai B'Laban and Chai B'Krisus would need their own Rebrin. Now, if you look at Tosfos, picture Rebrin Rabbeinu Meir, the third Tosfos. Achat dinei v'chad v'asui chai v'yasei, v'chad v'asui chai v'lavin, v'chad dinei chai v'krisus minolon, that he has to pay knas. V'tirat v'chai v'lavin v'asei lo tzarech alachat kro, v'hilav d'chsim v'asir v'ish and d'mar v'shiesh v'havoy v'ruy l'kaimo, v'tzarech kro the revenue at all. Hilkos mechad b'ruya marbinon en ruya l'kaima, but kedushin is toifis. Dainu chay v'yasei v'chay v'lavin, chivin dis bu avoya. V'idach ribuya l'chay v'krisis. V'lman diyor men kedushin toifis v'chay v'lavin, chad l'zuyi v'chay v'yasei, v'idach l'zuyi v'chay v'lavin. What's clear in the Gemara, Taisa just speaks it out very, very clearly, is that whatever this link would be, there's more of a svara that it would exist by Chayvi Krisos than by Chayvi Lav, which is not very clear at all why the intensity of the Isser would, why the intensity of the Isser would be a reason to not pay knas. Remember, we're not talking about the chiyuv to marry her. If you would be talking about the chiyuv to marry her, so you would simply say that the more intense the Isser, the less logical it is that you have to marry her, right? But we're not talking about that. We don't have to marry her. We know that already from Nachman Bar Aleph. We're talking about some supposed linkage to knas. Listen what the Gemara is saying. That if you only had one extra ribuy, you would say maybe you only have to pay knas. Maybe you only have to pay knas to chayv lav. But chayv krisos, where the kedushin is not toifis, so then who says there you have to pay knas? Lechora, at this point already, the linkage shouldn't be okay of the intensity of the Isser. It's also to marry her, it's also to marry her. If you're not doing L'Asiya L'Isha, no, this is a shtickle raya that the linkage is not cold. When you say linkage, what do you think? You think in terms of what the Ritva says, that it's kol she'ain, the way the Ritva says it. Kol she'aino b'l'Asiya L'Isha, aino b'v'noslan v'yanayra chamishim kesef. You link the two deeds. But if that would be the pshat, I don't think this would have a pshat, that for a more severe Isser, you would think, what am I saying? For a less severe Isser, Sotaki, you might think, no class. You might think, only there, no class. I'm sorry, only there, yes class. We're marba for class. So maybe we're only marba, someone whose kedushin is toifus. Even though you're not going to marry her, but we say yes class. Shankane, I decrease when there's no knot, when there's no kiddushin. So she's more meruchak. So there, it's less logical to say that you have to pay knas. Like, look her, why? That's probably.
How do we know? Maybe this is a philosophical or even a dumb question, but how do we know it's not a package deal? How do we know that we're allowed that? Why do we automatically know? It says it's one package. You gotta pay a kanash, you gotta marry, and you can never send her away. So we have three things. So how do we know you can break them up? In other words,
you're saying it's a dover pasha and svara that if you can't marry her?
No, or maybe the other way. Maybe the Torah is saying, because you're a normally you can't marry her, here you have to marry her.
The Gemara deals with that on Daf Mem. The Gemara assumes you can't marry her, and the Gemara only asks, mitzara say docha lo say.
Yeah, and why not? So I'm just wondering, just in class, just in svara, why isn't there having to say that this is like what we see in some places in the Gemara, this is like an override. It's like, there's a package deal here.
You don't have a ribuy for that.
Well, it's a whole concept.
You would say maybe I say doi chaloi sase.
How do we chop it up?
You would say I say doi chaloi sase.
And we couldn't just say, since the Torah, Hashem says, if a guy rapes a woman, he has to pay, marry, and he can never divorce her. And it doesn't matter. And we just agree. It doesn't matter. Even if normally you couldn't marry her in this case.
Why do you
say give him. You can't marry an Eish Yisach. It's us.
Yeah, but there you know because it says Beferish and Eish Yisach. Here it's talking about every woman. So by what right would you include a woman Shasur alone? The Gemara's, you see, the Gemara's only chance.
You
see, the Gemara's only chance is I say Bechalei Sasa. So even the Gemara never suggests you can stop marrying her. It's only I say doi chalos.
There has to be a linkage then. So you see, the linkage is integral.
The linkage is between marrying her and knas.
It's integral because you see that we're saying that if otherwise you would have to marry her even if she's not marriageable.
I don't quite see the connection. That's okay. One issue. That's one issue. And you see from the Gemara that the Gemara assumes that's not the case because the whole Gemara that has a tzad that you could marry her is working with Asay Doichaloy Sase. What you're saying that the Pasuk itself is marbe all women no matter what, that's, I guess you have no right to say that without a makor.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it doesn't make sense.
I had the kasha the other way, that if the mashmos of the Loisiya L'Isha is Isha Haruyalo, if it has such a mashmos, only a woman that's fit for him, So then what's the Havamina that I'll say should be the Chalais I'll say? It's Xeris HaKosa that she has to be fit for him. Almost the opposite of your question. That, why would Mara say, I say the Chalais I'll say, if the Mashmos of the Asay is Isha Haruyalo? Right, so she has to be Ruya, so end of story.
So what's the Havamina done?
Right, so Al Karchach, you have to say that it's not Maos Mashmos HaKro in the limiting sense, like only Ruyalo, and the mitzvah was only said to Ruyalo. You don't say that. The mitzvah was said how it was said, and now I think if I say would be Dochalos, I say she would become Ruyalo. She would then get a Shem Ruyalo, and she'd be Nichlam the Fossil. So I look at it.
So could that be an answer to what the Rav's asking a little bit? In other words, the Havamina starts that when you can marry her, there's a kenas. Now already when she's tofsin, but you can't really keep her, well, the kenas is connected because of the pasuk.
But here we're being married to kenas.
Yeah, but in other words, we're saying, you know, the Rav was asking, why is it if I have more...
Why would a more severe iser link up to kenas? That's my question. Why would a more severe iser link up to kenas? What?
Because your Svarah Chitzonah is only kosher woman.
So she's not kosher even by Chayvei Laman.
Your
Svarah Chitzonah is only kosher
women
are
Shaykh by Knas. That's
not
Shaykh, the kosher
women. What do you mean by kosher? We're saying Chayvei Laman also gets Knas. We're going out as one Ribui. So when Marbet and Chayvei Laman gets Knas. For the Rebbe, the Svarach HaTzoynis of the Gemara is that she should not get Knas. But my Ikvi Kamu Lezil Isha Isha Ruya Lo, and she should not get Knas.
The Svarach HaTzoynis, we weren't learning it from the Pasuk. We had a Svarach HaTzoynis, not the Pasuk.
It's not what Pasuk?
The Tosfos is the reason we learned two together. The reason we don't need Rebbe is because the Svarach, we need Rebuis is only because we have a Pasuk below Tiel Isha, but that teaches us, or should, would teach us,
Isha Ruyalo. Yeah. And we say in Svara that goes on the Chamishim Kesef too. That's, yet when you learn the Gemara, you have to supply that missing Svara. That the sheet to supply, you have to say that, you have to supply that. When you learn the Gemara only makes sense.
What does this mean when it says, Ilo Havikra? What does this mean? What's Pshat and Tosos?
Yeah.
The Teret. So Chai will have an asking lot to Al Hakra. The Ha, Ilav the Chsi Velo Tiel Isha, the Mashma, what does that mean? What's Pshat?
The Gemara's Hanocha, that these women would have no Knas, is based on the Pasuk of Osiya Leisha, and the Gemara speaks out, Isha Haru Yalo, and if she's not Roy, then you don't have the mitzvah of Isha, you don't have the mitzvah. So Tosfos assumes, so then why
without
should...
The pasuk.
So without the pasuk, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Knas either. And the pasuk's marbited to the mitzvah of Knas.
Good klah. We're not saying about which women.
Well, we're saying them in ascending order of severity of the issur. What I'm bothered by is why, once you know that even if a woman's usur, she's still nichlal in the parasha of Knas, why wouldn't you automatically apply that to Chayvei Kvisos too. Because she's more awesome. Let's just say she's more awesome. There's more intensity of this. But you showed already there's no linkage.
Well, this. What was this?
Unless you say stop, that a more intense sister, so you can't bring a rifle from a less intense sister.
Between the Havanis and Teretz of Tosos, what changed? There's a Havanis and Maskan and Tosos. There's a Kash and Teretz.
Yeah, the Havanis of Tosos was that the Gemara is giving a pecking order of intensity of Isser. And therefore you have to, and if you only have two extra psukim, you have to use them, if you only have two extra psukim, you have to use them for
the pecking order,
I say, if you have to, so Tosfos thought, why can't I use them for Asay and Los Asay? That's a pecking order.
So
and
why
that's Chayvei Kvisos, you don't know it.
So why did it change?
So Tosfos' answer is, the pecking order is, yes, Tfisus Kedushin, and not Tfisus Kedusha.
So why that change? Why is that the change of word?
To the Teretz. The
answer is that. What's the start of the Teretz? What move? What was the Teretz of Tosfos?
Okay, I'm willing to listen.
No, I'm asking the
rabbi. It makes perfect sense. Tosfos and the Havamina thought.
You go according to order.
That the linkage was purely based on intensity of Isser. And The Gemara thought that even if you would know that Kiddushin is tight, even if we would know that he has to give Chamishim Kesef, to a woman who's this much Aser, yeah. But you wouldn't know it to a woman that's more Aser.
You start with Aser and then
Avar. Right.
That's and the teretz is
that there's no Svara that just because an Iser is more intense, you would take away the Knas.
Well, there must be a different Svara.
The Svara is if
Havaya.
Havaya,
that's right. The Svara. Tofsin.
Right. That's the Tosha's answer. We're not talking about intensity of this, sir. We're talking about that a woman to whom Kiddushin is not Tofis, so it's established she doesn't get Knas. Because she's Bafal, that's what I wanted to bring out. Because she's the Kasha was, why would there be a pecking order in terms of the linkage? And the answer is because you're saying that, as you said, the Gemara's Hanacha was intensity of this, sir. You see in Taisus, because that defines the Isser, that defines, right? So the more also she is, the more she's not in the parsha of Ishus, and she's even moved off in the parsha of Knas, which is also a consequence of the Ishus, so to speak, that you're forced upon her, right? Ashenke.
And then the Teretz changed.
Then the Teretz is the only time we would have such a tzad is if there's a mamish, a fundamental difference. Like Tfitzis Kedushin and Tfitzis Kedushin. For I say it loud, there wouldn't be such a Havamina.
That must be part of the Svara of, I'm saying that, but in terms of trying to answer the Rosh Kasha, the Teretz of Tosfos must be, that change of Svara must be the kernel.
So you see that, that's what I wanted to bring out, that you see it's the Tfitzis Kedushin that makes the difference, not the, right, that makes the difference whether or not there's going to be a link. Okay.
I don't understand how you learned out point of Knas is how that fit in here. We're trying to punish him for limiting her options, so we're trying to reimburse her.
So we assume there would not be a punishment in a woman that's in a real agreement.
Right. So
we talked about a lot why. But the Gemara assumes there is a link. Now we're moving into the Gemara's territory.
I'm just not.
Why wouldn't there be
Knas? Right. What, if she's more Usher to him, so
he's
why
still
did he damage
her?
Did he damage her less? Did he limit her choices less? Did he?
You risk on the Gemara's Hanacha. This is what everybody struggles with. The Pnei Shuah of its face on. We said our piece. This is what everybody struggles with.
I'm just not sure that. I don't know, did we hear a Teretz? Are we getting there? I don't feel like it. What you were just saying here. I don't.
The
Pnei
Shuah says a Teretz. So it's right out from a possible. I said a Svara that they both have to do with ruining our chances for Ishus.
And
they're in the same pasuk. So you assume the Torah gave these punishments in tandem. What I was bothered by further, though, was that it's, you see, for the more that the intensity of this creates more of a tzad that there's no, creates more of a tzad that there's no knas, and that's what I didn't understand. Why should the intensity of this create more of a side than there's no Knas?
It would almost be logical, for lack of any other term, that the Knas should almost be doubled if he can't marry her. If, you know, because not only is he limiting her chances for anybody, but also he can't take care of her now.
That's what I'm getting at here. It's a plus of that. I'm just not comfortable with the Svara, where there's a Svara that maybe explains to me. Why the Knas should, in the pecking order, why the Knas should have anything to do, I still don't understand why it's a bigger Isser and now the Knas will fall away. I just didn't hear.
All I answered is that you see in Tosis that's goof of the shackle. The answer lies in Tosis. Those Tosis held that the pecking order is purely the intensity of this. Then Tosis answers is totally in Tfitzis Kedushin.
So meaning it's not.
So you have to go back and think, why should Tfitzis Kedushin make it? But now at least you have a Mahalach. You know that Tfitzis Kedushin is would be a determining factor to determine if she gets.
So the mahalach of the pecking order, we don't have an answer. His answer is that can't be it. In other words, it can't be the severity of the issur. We don't have anyone who has a svara for why that would be.
The svara of Nitzana was a kosher.
Why it is Tully and
right, why it is
Tully,
yeah.
Tzitzis
kedushin,
no. Tzitzis kedushin is a chefetz of isha for you. I'm sorry, she's not a chefetz of isha for you. That means, so I think then the B is not viewed in the context of ishas. So no shaykh is to be ishas. So it's not like a hezek. It's like you hit her, you like a puncher in the nose, you're gonna bleed. Because what you did to her is not you can't have an isha for you. So what you did is not like an act of isha, so to speak. It's like the stomach has it. There would be no classy, there would be only the Phoenician part.
So then if there wouldn't be any class in this case that you just said, would the hezek, would some of the damages be considered
damages? The damages is whatever she's evaluated in the shuk. But the chiddush is that there's no class. Okay, we'll stop here.